think we are what is it going on?
Are you irreverent, entertaining, cool? You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, Shana Tova. We talk about love. We think we recognize love through the scent, the flowing liquid, the here, there, and everywhere, dancing on the surface to an internal music and missing a beat, bringing the senses to a threshold, and then off we go. That cliff was high. As we fall, the threshold of senses are revealed as a decoy, a diversion from seeing truth, love. A misleading way that blindfolded us, and as we dive into the long corridor, our gills fall off, and our eyes open, all of them, to reveal beauty, revealing unconditional love no matter where we come from, revealing unconditional acceptance to wherever we go. And you are still here, standing, sitting, waiting for me to land, waiting for you to reveal through your eyes that which has always been here and will always remain, a reflection of our own body, our oneness, in sickness and in pristine condition, in smile or difficulty. For the gaze of your eyes reveals your commitment without the ability or need to speak. And then we can choose right. Well, we chose right, and we are here, Shana Tova, and I'm going to play this Choosing Right by Amir Dadon.
שקוע בנסתר שבך אוהב מה שקנוי אני עבד לחוכמה שלך ואין כלום שבוי איזה מזל שיש אותך
to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, spiritual mentor and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. And today I have a wonderful guest, Mantha Balurdu.
Yes.
Again.
Yes. Mantha Balurdu.
There we go. And Mantha is an actor, and you have also a radio program on the Hebrew Greek radio.
The LA Greek Hebrew radio. This is where I met you. You forgot?
No, I didn't forget. I'm just making introduction to everybody who's watching. Okay. Yeah, no, that's where we met, and she has a program. And it's really interesting. So I've been on a couple of your programs.
And thank you for that.
No, thank you. And but before we go into that, we just had this wonderful entrance together with this wonderful song that it wasn't the original song that I wanted to play, choosing right, but apparently it was a right choice because the song is talking about transforming and winning those winning over those places that we are afraid of, you know. And we talked about that earlier, but before that, I want to give thanks and the usual, the daily utterance of "Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha." I hereby accept on myself the due commandment, or the utterance of "Love your friend, your neighbor, your partner, your gardener," in the same way that you express love to yourself. And it is starting first of all with loving ourselves, you know, and we talked about this a second ago.
Yes. I believe the way we treat others is the way we treat ourselves.
That is absolutely right. Absolutely. When was the last, like And if we are treating ourselves not nice, we treat others not nice, and same. Yes,
for sure.
Did you hear about this? There was the Japanese professor who did the experiment with water.
No, I would like to know about it.
So he took a Masuro Emoto. He took two groups of water, put them in separate rooms, and one group of people, students, they were talking only nice things, and playing classical music, and saying really nice things towards the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they froze that, and they did in the other room, mm-hmm. they the group only spoke negative words and curses and trash music and heavy metal music and stuff like that, and they froze that. And then when they took the frozen particles, the first group shaped itself to beautifully geometrical shapes.
Wow.
Very pristine, beautiful, just beautiful. And the other one turned into like a brown splat, you know, like a... And the thing is, if we are more than 80% water...
Imagine what happens to us every day.
Well, right? Right?
From the things we hear only.
From the things that we hear, that we input to our body.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. What?
And I think that's why we should always speak our truth, because sometimes those things put us down, and that's why we we receive them, you know. And we should be able to raise our voice and you know, defend ourselves in that case.
Amen to that. But you know, if you are speaking your truth, and you don't need to defend yourself, you don't need really to protect it too, right?
Yes.
Because you are confident in where and who you are.
Yes, but I use the wrong word, defend also. Ourselves. But sometimes our truth
mm-hmm.
is defense, is sounds defensive to others, you know.
Hmm. Interesting. Our truth sounds offensive to others.
I think we're not used to hear the truth. Like, I am shocked every time I hear it, because most of us, we learn how to pretend from young age.
Mm-hmm.
And I am grateful, you know. At the same time, I know that the people who say it to me are the ones that love me and care about me the most. I might be upset at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a nice thing. I took you out of your
topic. No,
but it's not, relevant.
It is all. You didn't take me out of anything or anywhere.
But I like the title of your show, Create What You Speak.
This is what abracadabra means. You know, it's in Aramaic.
Mm-hmm.
It literally means...
It means that.
I create as I speak. Yeah.
Wow.
Evakadabra. That's how it is.
Wow. I didn't know. I've heard this... Abracadabra, when I was a kid, magicians.
Yeah, did, that's what it is. That's how it became. You know, there are many things. There are many things that are like that. That we do things, and we don't even know why we do them. Like we say a sentence that we heard, and we don't even know why we say. You know, we don't know what's the origin of it. And so, in our actions, also when we are choosing how we are speaking our truth, how many times do we compromise ourselves and we compromise our truth to keep a certain situation, or you know, to keep peace or love, just to keep it quiet because we are afraid, right?
Yes.
And then we don't speak that. So you know,
that's the homework I had from my therapist this week.
Yeah.
What am I afraid of?
So what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of...
I don't know if you want to share, but I ask.
I'm afraid of many things. But at the same time, I'm not afraid of anything. You know? I'm afraid to not be afraid, actually.
You're afraid to not be afraid?
Yes. I don't know. I believe that we learn to be afraid, you know?
But you know,
in order to be slaves, because we live in a society that there are not many leaders. There are more followers. And I have been taught to be afraid, and mm-hmm. I'm afraid to not be afraid.
Well, fear is good to a certain degree.
Yes.
because it pushes us, or it gives us the opportunity to push, right?
Yes, it's good when we need it sometimes. For example, to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Or to obey rules, you know, and not to do anything,
to
steal, or you know, things like that. But at the same time, it has to be on a specific degree.
I hear you. You know, we're talking about the poem that I wrote, that I read in the beginning, and it was because of Jonathan, who was a guest of mine last week, and we're talking about unconditional love, right? And you said something very, very, very nice. You say, unconditional love is the great. If it's not that, then love is a condition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or possession.
Or possession. Absolutely. If we are coming from a place that is focusing on receiving, on getting, on taking, rather than giving, then it becomes a condition.
Yes, I agree. And I loved your poem.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. Okay. Well, thank God that I got the thing to do that. But
it was very nice.
And so, thank you. You're playing. You talked about the play that you are.
Yes, I am in a play. We're rehearsing. We played it last year. And we're going to perform again this year in February. It's about Frida Kahlo's life.
Yeah.
It's written, produced, and directed by Odalis Nanin.
Mm.
And it's about Frida Kahlo's life. And I play her lover.
You play
her. According to our writer, Frida Kahlo loved women.
According to your writer.
And men.
Well, I mean, you know, if it was working, then... Why not?
Yes.
And so you now in rehearsal? Are you rehearsing now? Or
yes, we're rehearsing now, and I'm rehearsing for a pilot for a TV series. It will be called The Journeys.
The Journeys.
Yes, and it is by Fred Copland and Cineplex Studios. It's about clones.
Oh, really?
As we have many right now.
Well, we have
around
all over.
We have it's all of us now. You know what I mean? So I think it's a very nice topic, and also we work together on another project called The Treasured Moments, and it's about family values.
So what is important for you? I mean, you're telling me about
love.
All these... Well, okay. I mean, love is love. Love is love. Love is love. And how, when you're doing something, right? So you just talked about your the plays and the issues that are... If they weren't close to you, you wouldn't do them. You wouldn't pick them.
Yes.
So tell me about that. What is important for you from... Because it feels like this is really what you are... What your passion is about, those issues, and how does it work for you in the day to day life?
In the day to day life, is very difficult.
Uh-huh. Tell
I
me
think,
about it.
I think I was always very vulnerable since I was a kid, and one day I decided to do ballet, and another day to act, and as a way to channel those strong emotions I had. And I think what is important to me is to protect other people, to live my life and follow my career as an example, to protect other people's sensitivity and turn it into strength.
That's wonderful. That's great.
First, I have to do it for myself, of course.
Well, but you are doing it. But you are
I am
doing it.
You know, I got out of my way, my safety zone in Greece, where I was overprotected by my family that I love the most. But, you know, I left what was comfortable for me, and I tried to make this dream come true. And it is hard, and slow, but it's happening, you know.
That's wonderful.
Look where we are now. That's at the LA Talk Radio.
That's wonderful.
We're at the LA Greek Hebrew Radio.
Exactly. You know, this is great because, you know, you're doing it as it says, just as planned, right? We are today. I know you're not Jewish, right?
No.
Okay, but it doesn't matter today, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah. It doesn't matter any time, but specifically from the Jewish perspective, a holiday, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year today, is not only for Jews, it's everybody as a creation, mm-hmm. as souls, that we are that we have this opportunity. This is a renewal time. Today is the evening of Rosh Hashanah, as a Shana Tova. I mean, in Israel, Beisrael is kvar chag, aval po adayin lo. So here it's not a holiday yet, but in Israel it is. So Shana Tova to everybody who is watching. Happy head of the year.
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
I want to say I'm not Jewish, but two of the people that helped me the most in my life were Jewish.
Jews, yeah. Wonderful.
So I love Jewish people.
Well, thank you. Well, we love you too.
Thank you.
You know, so today is a renewal. Is Rosh Hashanah, is the head of the year. It's not New Year. It's the head of the year. That's what it means, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is head.
Okay.
So in the different... Huh?
So what it means, the head of the year?
Okay. So I'm glad you asked. Since you asked... No, I'm just kidding. But so the head of the year is... Let's take it example to our body. Okay? The year is like our body. Mm-hmm. Okay? The head of the year is the head. You know, and when we are taking care of our head, when we take care of nourishing and what do we feed and what do we take out through our words and through our expressions and how we think and kindness or compassion or negativity, then the rest of our body will follow suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking if you fell and you break something, but I'm talking in sickness, in how does the healthy head works,
yes.
Yeah?
I believe all sickness starts from the head.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
So, yes. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova. So it is renewal. And that's why also it's white, because white is the purest color, right? And we are intentionally. I wear white most of the time. Regardless, I love the color. Some people say it's an old color, but whatever.
I'm glad you don't wear black.
You know what? I stopped wearing
like black.
I was wearing black for many years, and I stopped wearing black about 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I mean, maybe pants sometimes when I go to, you know, if I go to synagogue or something, I put pants, black pants, but also then I have different colors like brown or something. Black, because the frequency and the energy, it's just...
It's not good.
It's not, yeah, it's not...
In Greece, they have a thing that they wear black in funerals. I think everywhere, right?
Yeah, I think in South America, they wear white, actually, right?
Oh, yes.
In some places.
There are some places where they do the opposite.
And in the Irish, don't they drink and have parties and in funerals?
In funerals, yeah. Yes.
So everything, you know, it's yeah. So black. I stopped wearing black long, long time ago. Yeah. So it's so this year is really the renewal and everything that we are intentional. So this month also, all these weeks leading to today, to this week, really many things came up. This is a time of everything is pushing through the bottleneck. You know, we also had Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon?
Yeah, that was about a couple of weeks ago.
So what does it mean? Sorry, I don't know.
It was a full moon. So this time it was the Harvest Moon, and the Harvest Moon means energetically everything comes up. Mm-hmm. All the places that we didn't want to deal with.
Oh, I see.
You know, we didn't want...
Oh, yes, I remember you talked about it.
Right, we don't want to deal with that, and relationships especially are coming into the test.
I'm ready to deal with everything. Elan, how about you?
I'm ready to deal. Let's deal.
Great. Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal and deal with everything. This is great. And so this is also why the white for today. Yeah. And another way to... And I want to mention something that Monday, and this is going into the next phase of the sound, really, I wanted to talk about this because you like the experience.
Oh, of course, I like the sound, but yes.
So Monday night, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., I'm going to do the first sound bath online. So it'll be at 8 p.m. I will be broadcasting it from my place with sound balls, and all what you need to do is just to come with the headphones. Mm-hmm. Headphones, so you can experience all the full range of sound as much as possible. Depends on the headphones and what connection you have, and it'll be an experience, and we'll see how that goes. So this will be a cleansing for Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow is the holiday, so tomorrow in the evening after the holiday we'll do a broadcast, and I'll put a link for that on the Facebook and Instagram, and so yeah, so if you can, you come with headphones, sit on the computer, or you can listen through your phone or look at it through your phone, just put headphones so you get the full experience, and we'll have an experience of a sound bath for the new year, because we have to cleanse all this old stuff. And so do you have something you want to share that you want to get, that you got rid of, or that helped you with your shift? Remember that thing that helped you with your shift?
I think I got rid of all negative attachments today, right now.
That's it.
Yes.
So it's magic.
It's the magic of the sound. Let's do it. Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
It all happens right now at this moment, right?
At this moment. Well, did you try catch a moment? I mean, every time a moment comes, it's already gone, right?
I know, right?
So one of the tools that I use in workshops is sound and frequencies. And I have here one of many sound bowls, Tibetan bowls that I use. And this particular one, it's interesting that we got that one. This particular one is for the throat chakra.
Oh. Uh-huh. So it releases the voice?
Well, so this, any blockages, because sound it works also on a cellular and also on emotional and energetic. This particular one helps you releasing blocks in your throat chakra. And what is it? Throat chakra is what we spoke of, is speaking your truth. Is how much do you compromise of your truth for any condition, right? How much do you hold back? Do you hold back on your full potential, on what is possible, and that you don't see, that we don't see because of the limitations that we put on ourselves? So
I think I have a lot of limitations in my voice, really. That's what I'm working on therapy all the time.
Yeah, you have.
So I'm glad you brought that.
Now, when you say you have literally problems with your voice, are you talking about? Are you talking about? Does it hurt when you speak or anything?
Since I was a kid, I didn't want to speak.
You didn't want to speak.
No, because I thought I couldn't say what I wanted.
Well,
but I still have it, I think. Not that much, because I'm working on it, but a lot.
So do you have a certain issue that is holding you back, that you feel today that you cannot release?
You mean the exact reason? I'm not.
What do you feel when you are in this space, when you say there are many things that you're not speaking of?
I think many times my truth, like we said, and I know I don't release. I know my voice is one of my biggest gifts that I haven't released yet. But I know what I go through is because I'm working on it. You know what I mean? I know it's coming together.
It is. This new year is coming together. So let's do that. Hey, let me have your Let's get her. Yeah, I got to take off the rings. And so this is
okay.
When we sing the ball instead of striking it. Let's get your headphones off. Just put them on. So we're going to put that here. Here. Just relax your hand. Relax your hand. There you go. Relax your hand on the table. There you go. Your hand like that, exactly. You have something? Okay. Straight fingers. Don't hug the ball, just straight fingers. There we go. Feel that?
Yes.
Relax that.
I should close my eyes. Should I close my eyes?
Well, we're not going to have a whole session here.
I know, but I want one.
Oh, well, that's a whole different story. So, but we're not going to do it here.
So, where do you do the sessions?
Well, I do the sessions in different yoga places in town and in my studio, and I also do go to people's houses. Many times it is easier for the person because it's an immersive experience, mm-hmm. to be in a space that they're familiar with, and so I would travel as well, but for the most part I do it in the studio, and we create a safe space and we come in, we have tea, I have a tea line is called high tea, and it's for help with different states of the body and mind clarity and cleansing of energy. And then we do the session. And
do you have many clients that are actors?
I have a few. I have a few, actually.
It sounds a good thing for actors to
actually,
do. You know?
It is actually before, and this is what I do. I go and I work with them before performances.
Mm-hmm. I remember we had something similar in acting school. The voice coach was like doing this somehow to help us relax.
Yes.
Before we express our voice.
Yes, yes. So this, for example, this is a throat chakra. Mm-hmm. So in a work like that, if the frequency doesn't travel through your body in a certain speed, or you don't feel the frequency. If I tap you here with a ball, mm-hmm. and you don't feel it in the other part of your body, then it's stuck somewhere. Mm. And that's sound. Sound is actually the only.
So this helps you with by listening to the vibration. Somehow awakens.
So what is happening with these balls? Actually, when you are hearing the frequency. The frequencies send instructions
to the brain
and to the body, to the cells themselves. Some of them are to rebuild, reconstruct certain cells. Some frequencies are actually for cuts. And and let's say you fall or you tripped and you cut your skin. So some frequencies are for that healing. Wow. You know, 285, for example. 285 hertz is a frequency that will help external cuts and stuff like that. So there are different things, and this one works with your throat, and there are other one that this one really works on your heart chakra, right? Remember you had that last time.
Yes.
Right. We did it last time. And so there are different chakras, and I work.
So how many different ones you have?
I have over 20 different ones that are for different purposes. I work also with tuning forks. And but every person is different. So you come and I look at your energy and I can see what some spots or where it needs to be, and then I place the balls depends on where I feel that is. So and then we have integration and
so how you know with spots, how do you know what's wrong, where the energy is blocked for every different person?
Well,
how you know which one to use, let's say.
So I just see. And so when we are in the space, I just feel that and I see, and that's how I place the balls, and that's what we work on.
So your intuition helps you, right?
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great gift. Congratulations. It is
wonderful. Thank God. Thank you. It's a happy New Year. It's a
happy New Year.
Yeah. So this particular. So also the sound now as a tool, as a tool, it's the only modality, the only tool that will tell me where there are other blocks, where there are blocks in. If the frequency doesn't flow somewhere, then your body will also start reacting in a certain way that you may not even be aware of, mm-hmm. Right?
So what are some reactions?
Like different twitches or different fluctuations in feelings of mm-hmm. different body parts. And so some of these are some of the signs that that we can get from a person that is lying and doing work. And some people believe that if they fall asleep, it's not good, but it's on the contrary. It's very good.
If they fall asleep while they do this.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, yes. Absolutely, because the body receives. Mm. There is no objection.
But yes, maybe.
You know, we're not objecting.
Maybe, though, falling asleep is like saying, I don't want to receive anymore. But I know what you mean.
No,
it's good, but you opened up something.
No,
maybe the person was not ready to accept mm-hmm. and they closed their eyes.
But literally, when they're asleep,
they still receive.
They receive a lot because their body is
more open.
Yeah, there is no resistance.
Yes.
You know.
Wow.
Did you know when you resist something, nothing comes in.
Yes. Resistance is a big issue. You should have one ball for resistance.
Oh, there are. there are. And it's wonderful. So yeah, you should do a session with me.
For sure, I will.
Yes. Okay. And so
I am your fan.
What's that?
I am one of your fans.
Oh,
fans. Well,
thank you for watching. Thank you for listening and for being here. Absolutely. So, you know, we talked about, you shared with me earlier about really coming from these places of moving away from all the stories that put you down,
yes.
Stories of people that put you down and that didn't really believe in you. And ultimately, because you grew up there, you believed it for a while.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where you grow up. I think it happened to most of us.
Yeah, but did you actually believed what they told you, right?
Of course, we all believe we're being told. And I kept repeating it here, you know, I recreated the patterns. but I think I am doing better that I have started recognizing the patterns. This is one step, you know. When that happens, now I know, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes it takes me a while, but then I go home and I think about, okay, this is it. That's how it was, you know.
Exactly.
Stop.
Exactly.
But the hardest thing to do is because once you start believing the story, you start making it your own.
Mm-hmm.
So the hardest part is to change the story I tell myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. You believe it, and then the choices that you make afterwards come from that that place of...
Or we attract.
Exactly. But yes. That's right. We make choices from that place, and so invite more those people with that energy. I call it like being like a TV, like being a TV box. Mm-hmm. You remember the old TV boxes where we had channels, right? We had to switch.
Yes.
So we are a TV, like a TV box, and we have a sport channel, we have a comedy channel, we have drama channel. And when we broadcast sport, who are we going to get? Only the sport fans. So we are doing the same thing. When we are in a certain place, we are broadcasting a certain channel, and we're attracting...
Yes, the same.
The audience.
Vibration, right?
Right, so it's like...
So time to broadcast on a better channel.
HD.
With the new year, right? HD. Whatever that is.
I want to... And coming out of our old stories, really, this is what this... what this head of the year is, of releasing everything, whatever doesn't serve us goes out of bye-bye, out bye-bye, right?
What is bye-bye? The door?
Out.
The window?
Yeah, what is not serving us goes bye-bye, goes out.
Oh, goes bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm like, is this a new word in Hebrew?
No. It was like a skit from, I think, Saturday Night Live. I don't know. Right? But goes out and in with the new, right? And in with the new. And I want to talk about a singer that is an Israeli singer. Her name is Ozzy Zoltak. Ozzy Zoltak is she's a rocker. I think. I mean, she's like she has great presence, great music. And the thing is, she has a Head Start campaign that I think ends today or tomorrow. And she's performing in Israel quite a bit. And but the thing with her is that she's using, nobody knew for a while that she's using hearing aids because she hardly can hear. But get
that. That's beautiful.
But get that. I mean, she is like, she performed, I saw a performance she had with this Israeli singer, Daphna Armoni, which I also like. And they had this, they never met before. And they met on the street and she told her, come perform with me. And they performed for the first time on the stage. She's, Daphna Armoni is a great singer and they performed great, you know, and
that brings me tears.
Right? It's amazing. And so she had a Head Start campaign because she lost this special headphones, special hearing aids that go into the ear and support the middle ear. And those are like super expensive. Mm-hmm. And so she has a Head Start that is called Halula. Halula means hollow. Right, but Halula is Halula. In English, it's A-A-H-A-L-O-O-L-A, and in Hebrew, Halula. You know what that is. And so she has this campaign, and she is a wonderful performer and a singer. And I want you to listen to this song. I want you to listen to the song. This is a song for that comes from a woman that is not giving up in the sense that she recognizes her gifts and she has to express her gifts to the world. And so the hearing aid, while it's an obstacle, it's a jumping board for her. Mm-hmm. Because when we are uncomfortable, that is when we grow. And so when we are really in a bind and she's doing that and she's raising this money. And so here is, it's called Loaded Gun, this song. And really, we are a loaded gun from last year. We need to just like release. And sometimes it's also about like, when do you choose to respond or not?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you choose to respond? Sometimes we have the ability to hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have the ability to just with one word. We know that if we say this one word, it's going to cry. And what is the result? We cause the other person to be in a negative space. So it's all about what we can release and what we're not releasing. What is good for us to release and what is not that great for us to release. Ekdach Ta'un, this is Ozzy Zoltak, and we'll come back soon.
I want to know this song. Can I?
Yeah. Let's see. You say about that?
I think she's great.
She's great, right? Yeah.
I hope the world has more artists like that, that overcome their obstacles and turn it into strength.
Amen. Amen. This is really a wonderful blessing. Yeah. That we find that which is holding us back physically or whatever that is. and turn it into a strength. Well, how we feel about things, how we feel about ourselves, how do we look at ourselves? Amen. This is what you've done, and this is what you're doing. This is what we're doing all the time. Hopefully,
this is what we are all doing, right? Here in Hollywood.
You know, I don't know. I mean, Hollywood is Hollywood. I don't think it has to do anything with Hollywood. Do you think it has to do with the place?
I know. I've met many people in my acting classes, in my plays, you know, everywhere I went, that, you know, came from their countries and they have a history like that and they try to overcome it and turn it into a strength.
Yeah.
So I think it has to do with the place. I think that it's a place that creates new opportunity, and there is not a lot of judgment like in other places,
yeah.
But there are still, of course, you know, those who judge, and you know.
Well, there's always
bring been. From our cultures, our, you know, whatever we grew up with, but
yeah.
But I think because it's a very competitive environment also, we are forced to change and become better in order to succeed.
And that's how the fear can help us, actually.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's where it's helping.
Yes.
Changing. This is a wonderful time. Wonderful. It was perfect timing to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me on your show. We're having.
I hope you come back.
We're having fun. Yeah, we're having fun on the show. That's good. I hope that we can come again and come do a program. Let me see. I want to make sure. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
You found the
I
song.
I found the original one. Yeah. Well, it's a good timing. The other one had its own purpose, and now this has its own purpose. I want to thank you, Mantra Balurdu.
Toda raba Ilan Azulay.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful, wonderful manifestation of this new year, of everything that you envision and imagine. I wish for all your imagination to come true, to open up, to feel, to sing. Shana Tova. Thank you.
Sevcharisto.
Sevcharisto. Sevcharisto. Sevcharisto. There we go. Shana Tova. And this is Livchor Nachon with Amir Dadon.
בסוף הכל מתנקז אליי, עניין של זוויות. אני לא מבין רמזים אולי, צבעים ואותיות. מבט חטוף אל עצמי ודי, רק לא להסתכל. מה שבפנים כבר בפנים מדי, קוראים לזה הרגל. מתי אלמד לבחור נכון? להאמין, לראות שטוב,
תראה כמה טוב,
בלי להביט שוב לאחור, לבחור נכון.
אותו הכל מדבר אליי, פוגש בי בלילות, הולך מבלי להבין לאן, האם מוכן לחזור. מבט עצוב מסביב ודי, יותר כבר לא אפול. יש ילד שמסתכל עליי, קוראים לזה לגדול.
listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay.